Well, Heather, down in Lansing, talk with me about the need that we have, if you would, for caregivers. We have an aging population, especially, you know, here in the Upper Peninsula.
Yes, absolutely. There's a large population of individuals who are in need of care across the Upper Peninsula. Many of them are older adults, and right now we're facing a shortage of 36,000 direct care workers to take care of those individuals. So there are a lot of organizations and individuals working right now across the state to look at addressing that issue.
It's not easy, and so people need to know what they're getting into, right? Not everybody can be a caregiver, so talk with me about what the responsibilities are, but also the rewards.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, I think one of the most meaningful and rewarding careers you can find is being a direct care worker, providing care to somebody who needs assistance. And, you know, there are a lot of really interesting things that people don't realize about being a direct care worker. You know, the type of job could be part-time or full-time. Some people choose to do it as part of a side of other work that they're doing. Other individuals come from being family caregivers and then explore, you know, after maybe a loved one passes or doesn't need assistance any longer, that they go in and work part-time as a caregiver. And then there's people who actually consider being a direct care worker as a career, and there's not a lot of talk about that or hasn't been up until this point. So, you know, obviously it's very purposeful, meaningful work to help somebody in their home and to provide care to allow them to live their best life. Many of these individuals have physical, mental, and social challenges, and they may need different supports and services. And so the goal of these direct care workers is to be there to help them with their basic needs and to allow them to live their best lives. And that's a big part of what direct care workers do in the workforce. And they are really a critical, essential part of the healthcare workforce. And it's exciting to see that they're starting to be identified as that.
Okay. And then lastly, the training sessions or the informational sessions, if you will, not really training, but informational sessions. Coming up, first two will be here in Munising and in Manistique. There's more coming, but talk with me about what those are for, who should come, and what will be covered.
Sure, absolutely. So as part of a grant project funded by the Michigan Health Endowment Fund, there's the Caregiver Incentive Project, Impart Alliance, and the NMU Center for Rural Health is coordinating some free direct care worker informational meetings. The first two, like you said, will be in Munising and Manistique, the first one coming up on this Monday, the 22nd at 5:30, and we're encouraging people to register. And at that session, they'll get some introductory information on, you know, different direct care worker settings, the typical job duties, and other helpful information to help you determine if part-time employment or full-time work as a direct care worker is right for you. So it's really, if you don't know, you think you might be interested, this type of informational session is perfect for you because we're here to just give you an idea of all the different roles and responsibilities that individuals have and in different places you can work. And also after the session, people will be able to do a self-assessment to determine if this is what they want to do. And then we'll help direct them to different training and resources to help them be successful.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to mention that I didn't cover?
Oh, just that we're hoping to have additional sessions in different counties throughout the central UP and some virtual sessions to educate people about direct care work. Obviously, we want people to start thinking about if they have a little extra time that they might be able to do this, to consider being a direct care worker. And we'll have information out on the Caregiver Incentive Project website at www.caregiverincentiveproject.org, and you can get training and information. We'll have workshops for family caregivers as well. And then we also have a town hall coming up with the NMU Center for Rural Health and Impart Alliance on January 25th at 7 p.m. where people can learn more about the caregiver shortage.